So tonight we're going to discuss some of the laws of the Afikoman. First law of the Afikoman is you have to get your kids, your grandkids, good Afikoman present. It's not recorded here, but anyway. So there are basically two different themes that come up with the Afikoman. One of them is that, according to Rashi and his grandson, the Rashbam, it's a little hard to believe, but actually the primary mitzvah, b'achilas matzah, you think that happens much earlier in the Seder, but according to them, the Afikoman is actually the fulfillment of the mitzvah of eating matzah. So you're supposed to keep in mind when you make the bracha much earlier in the Seder, to have in mind to be yotzei probably with the Afikoman. So that's one different theme, and that's why you have to be so careful to make sure to have the Afikoman by chatzos. That's one of the explanations, because there's a whole big dispute whether matzah is something that you could really have all night long until theoretically dawn. Hopefully, you know, you're done with your Seder by then. I mean, you can continue to discuss the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the laws of the Korban Pesach, as we'll discuss later in the week, all night long, when hopefully the meal part is over. That's one view, that you could go until dawn. There's another view that just like the Korban Pesach, which is limited, according to one view, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah at Chatzos, so we may rule in accordance with that view. So if it's tied into the time for the Korban Pesach, because the Torah says the Korban Pesach should be eaten with matzah and maror, so then that means the matzah has to be consumed by chatzos. So that's why we have to be so careful. I even printed in the schedule what time chatzos is. I don't remember off the top of my head. I remember last year, I think it was like exactly 12:59. It's like around that time. Was that 12:54? Okay, so 5 less minutes this year, you know. Short in the Divrei Torah. So in any event, you have to be careful to have the Afikoman by Chatzos. You're not supposed to eat anything after the Afikoman. That's because we're supposed to have the taste of the Afikoman in our mouth. That probably connects to the second element of the Afikoman, which is that the second element of the Afikoman is that it's not so much connected to the matzah. That was the view of Rashi and the Rashbam, but it's a zecher to the Korban Pesach. We don't have the Korban Pesach, obviously, anymore. So we replace the Korban Pesach with an extra kizayis of matzah, according to those views that you really fulfilled matzah earlier. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that the ideal thing to do might be to have two different units, two different kizayisim of matzah for the Afikoman, one of them to have in mind for matzah, to accommodate those views that you're really fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah now. The other one would be for the zecher for the Korban Pesach. So that's another thing to keep in mind if you want to be stringent, to have the two kizayisim of the Afikoman. That would be the optimal thing to do. There's one final thing, which I think is a very beautiful idea, of the Ran, which is actually quoted by the Rama. A lot of people don't like this because it requires speeding up the Seder a little bit, is not just to finish the Afikoman Safun by Chatzos, but also Hallel as well. And there's a good reason for that, that we know that the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, the story of the telling of our leaving Egypt, should culminate in Hallel. Actually, we already begin Hallel at the end of the Maggid section. But one of the ways that we describe matzah is lechem oni, which means poor man's bread, but also, as the Gemara says, lechem she'onin olav devarim harve. It's the bread that we associate with certain recitations. So Rashi says it's the Haggadah and it's the Hallel. So if the Hallel is tied to the matzah, now something really important emerges, which is that the timing of the matzah should also be binding in terms of the timing of the Hallel, which is why the Ran says, well, wait a minute, you know, if it's possible that we're really fulfilling our obligation of matzah to the Korban Pesach as well, that would have to be done by Chatzos, and that's all tied into the Hallel, because lechem oni, lechem she'oni malav dvarim harve, so maybe you really have to finish Hallel by Chatzos. So I try to push for this. I don't have such resistance. Depends on your family, you know what I'm saying? But I like to try to accommodate this view. Other families, it's not possible. You know, people get upset. They feel that things are being rushed, and nothing's worth a family fight on Pesach. And you have to avoid that at all costs. So this is a chumrah, the view of finishing Hallel by Chatzos. Definitely the Afikoman, that's already an agreed upon din, but if you see that the time is getting short, and you know that from past experience that it's going to cause a conflagration, you know, to try to finish Hallel by Chatzos, so you know it's not the same level of obligation, because it requires these extra assumptions of lechem shonim lav dvarim harbe, that lechem shonim lav dvarim harbe isn't just magid, but it also connects to the Hallel. There's more steps involved, so at that point it's not worth pushing pushing people to the brink, to accommodate this particular view. But it is important to know, and it's important to think about. So God willing, tomorrow we'll talk about, what happens after the Seder is over and different all-night activities that you can engage in. We already know about that from the Haggadah, that the Chachamim got together in Bnei Brak, Hayim Misabrin, Bitsias Mitzrayim, Koloso Halayla, but we'll see that there's an alternative all-night activity based on the Tosefta of Rabbi Gamliel. What he was doing all night wasn't that different. But we'll set that up with some suspense for later in the week. Rabbi Hanani ben Akasha Maritz Kedesh Baruch Hu Zako Tzitz Yisrael Lepika Achir B'lam Tormitva Shenem Aranech HaPeit Zaman Zidko Yagdil Torah V'yadir Kaddish Terabana. Yes, Kaddish.